This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT UDK Fair Campus Club shines at World Obesity Day event, and Minister Enoch Godung wanted to deliver a key budget speech today. The time is 1 p.m. Good afternoon. The MUT UNICEF Campus Club recently attended the World Obesity Day event hosted by UNICEF South Africa at the DUT Rensen campus. The event aimed to add rising awareness about obesity and its prevention, saw a powerful turnout with the South African military and the KZN Department of Health in attendance. Last year, MUT student Asanda Ngobo and Osborne Ntlumayo were selected to serve on the prestigious Fix My Food Committee after attending the Fix My Food Convention in Pretoria.
What I learned on that day is that there's some decision that you take at a younger age which affects our life at a later stage, such as the diets that we use at an earlier age. It do affect our health at a later stage. We may eat some unhealthy food at a younger age, then at a later stage, then we obtain some diseases which may affect our life and then put our life at risk.
The highlight of the day came from the UNICEF South Africa DG, who emphasized the importance of managing diet from young age, warning that poor eating habits early in life can lead to long-term healthy consequences. A petition campaign was also launched, arguing the government to curb the advertising of unhealthy food to protect future generations. The MUT UNICEF Club continues to lead the charge in promoting health and awareness, empowering students to make better lifestyle choices for healthier tomorrow.
What I'm willing to do now, what I learned from that day, is that I have to stabilize my life, try to do more exercises. I'll try to implement it to one of the people that I live with in my residence. That's in the morning that we have to work up, then we go for a jogging. Then our plate that we have to eat, it has to combine 50% of vegetable, 25% of the protein, and 25% of the starch.
In other news, opposition to the VAT increase grows following the budget speech. Pietermaritzburg based advocacy group is against an increment of value-added tax. The Pietermaritzburg for Economic Right and Dignity says this will put a further strain on the poor and economically marginalized. The organization says it would rather see a further increase of the social relief grant and old age grant, as this will bring relief to households in the stagnant economy. The views came ahead of Finance Minister Enoch Godung on actually budget speech on Wednesday afternoon. The budget speech was postponed 2 weeks ago following a statement between the Government of National Unity major parties, the African National Congress and the Democratic Alliance, on whether or not the increase to increase the VAT. The spokesperson for the PMBEJD, Sibusiso Mboto, says the VAT increase will further burden the poor. Qhakazile Shinga is giving us more on this.
Any suggestion of the tax increase at the moment is premature, because our belief is that VAT as it stands makes everything unaffordable, and if you are going to extend it by whether 0.5% or 2%, it's going to really suffocate the poor people. At the end of the day, VAT is applicable across the board, and poor people, just like everyone else, need to buy airtime, food, and they need all sorts of things. Therefore, any talk of VAT at the moment is a no-go area for us.
And finally, uMengameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthi unethemba lokuthi idolobha legolide lingabuyiselwa esikhathini salo esihle njengaseThekwini. Uthi iqembu lokusebenza likamongameli elisetshenziswe eThekwini selenze inqubekela phambili. URamaphosa ubesabela imibuzo endlu yombuso eKapa ngolwesibili. Muva nje uhlangane nomkhandlo ophethe i-eGoli ukuze kuxazululwe izinselelo zokuhanjiswa kwezinsiza. Ngesikhathi evakashele eGoli, uRamaphosa ukhuthaza izikhulu ukuthi zixazulule lezi zinkinga nezinye ngaphambi kwengqungquthela ye-G20 World Leader ngoNovember.
The situation that has evolved here has led you to invite the president into your council chamber. I am now here. I am now here, and we are going to work together to rebuild Johannesburg, to take Johannesburg back to its glory days.
Ngamafuphuthi iqembu lokusebenza likamongameli elisetshenziswe itheku selenze inqubekela phambili uRamaphosa usabele imibuzo endle yombuso eKapa ngolwesibili. To recap your top story this hour, MUT Unique FM Campus Club shines at World Obesity Day event and Minister Enoch Godongwana to deliver key budget speech today. For your MUT Radio News, I am Lindelwa Maphumulo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.